Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, I'm Chris Schenk, the education guy at the Painting Contractors Association, providing painting contractors with the training and connections they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pdca.org. On this episode of Paint Ed, we talk with Brian Nolan of Nolan Consulting about what it means to start solving the hiring problem at the top of leadership and not the bottom. Brian talks with us about the difference between what he calls cascading leadership, which passes down ownership and not blame, and hourglass leadership, which funnels all the work and responsibility to one owner. Can you guess which style is more sustainable and productive in the long run? Also, Brian talks with us about the benefit of learning pathways and gives examples of the kinds his company is putting together for clients. Don't miss Brian's full presentation at the Expo on cascading leadership, which attracts talent and leads growth. Register at pdca.org. Hey, Brian, welcome to Paint Ed.
Hey, Chris, how are you doing today?
Very good. We are experiencing some really warm weather here in St. Louis, and it's bizarre. Where are you guys located again?
Philadelphia. We've had this polar vortex to tulips popping up right now. It's crazy. Right now it's about 55 degrees outside, but last week it was 5.
Wow. Yeah, that is nuts, isn't it? Okay, so I heard that Savannah, Georgia is going to be pretty warm. I mean, we like that, right? And it's going to be, I think today is 70, 74, 75. I think I heard that. It's going to be kind of a fun experience there. Hopefully the weather is going to make for a nice time for everybody. Have you been to Savannah before?
Yeah, you know, last year we actually held our grand summit there in the same month, and it is beautiful. It's a beautiful city. So much to do. If people can stay an extra day or two, I highly encourage it. So much history. The walks there, Chris, are real fun. You can do like the ghost walks or the history walks or the Civil War talk walks. Oh, great cool. Tour guides.
Awesome. Well, we are really excited about seeing you guys there from Nolan Consulting. I know you're going to be there, right? And then who else are you bringing with you?
Colin Nolan. Mm. Colin, my oldest son, he's going to be there. He's a coach with us, so he'll be there. We'll be on the floor at the expo as well as speaking. So we're pretty pumped about it.
You're going to have a booth there?
We are.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I know that you're going to be presenting, and that's what I'm most excited about because I'm the education guy, and so that's all I think about. And we are really excited to have you. I know it's been a few years since you presented at Expo, and I know you've been involved in PDCA education before. You have a great reputation, you guys there at Nolan Consulting and Summit, right?
Summit's the program. My brother Kevin Nolan was super active years ago, and I've been involved since 2004.
Awesome.
It's been a big part of our development, connecting with contractors and growing our business and a network of really, really great people, Chris.
You guys got a great reputation. Like I said, a lot of contractors that I know have utilized your services or are a part of your group, and we hear good things. So I was thrilled at the prospect of having you guys present at the Expo. You're going to be presenting on cascading leadership, which attracts talent and leads growth. Now, I'm hoping that some of this, and I know it is, I'm just kind of setting this up for our audience, but some of this is going to be talking about the labor shortage, right? I mean, isn't this kind of a way of dealing with that problem?
We're going to certainly hit that in a really big way because, you know, it takes personal leadership and leadership at all levels to want to be a desired place to work. And I would say, Chris, that, you know, you don't need to hire hundreds of painters. You know, people listening to this podcast may need to hire 5 or 6 or 7. And if you're aggressive, and if this phrase that I always use, recruit like you market, if you recruit like you market for your business and you have a learning pathway that an apprentice can learn from, then you can attract great people and turn them into good painters. We really have to have a method to do that. But it starts with going after it, Chris, not just these help wanted ads, but I'm talking about business cards for join a winning team. I've got clients that do billboards. So we're going to touch on a lot of that stuff.
And you're starting at the leadership level for the kind of change that's going to impact your hiring and your entry-level employees. So that's kind of a different approach, not just changing the messaging that goes out, but the speakers of that message and kind of your identity. It sounds like it's the identity issues that you're going to be handling, right?
Yeah, so much is. Because there's such a difference in focus from doing things in your business to focus on building a organization. The focus needs to be on building systems and roles, building teams. We have this term that came from this book. It's called extreme ownership. And if you haven't read the book, it's awesome. Mm. It's how U.S. SEALs lead and win.
Oh, wow.
And Jocko Willink is the author, and Lee Babin. And so extreme ownership is this thought of being responsible for everything that happens in your world. Never a fixed blame, rather seek a solution to problems. To ask yourself what you can do better and take ownership and communicate that down. So instead of blaming, you know, why is there a labor shortage? Why can't I find any painters? It's what can I do differently? And then creating leaders at all levels in your team. And it starts with yourself.
I want to ask you about cascading leadership, because that's kind of what you're describing there. But I also want to say, do you feel like for people to be able to take that kind of radical, extreme ownership, do you feel like a lot of people are prepared and really ready for that? How do you get prepared for that state of mind of saying, I can't pass blame on to anybody else because maybe the blame itself will cascade. I want ownership to cascade, that mentality of saying, we will deal with this.
Yeah, it's a complete shift in paradigm in terms of what you do as a business owner. And we refer to this context of an hourglass, and hourglass is owning a job and versus cascading leadership where you own a business and a organization. So the two sides go back and forth, right? So owning a job in the hourglass, everything runs through you. And in cascading leadership, your focus is on delegation. In the hourglass, you focus on the have-tos, what we might call preventing pain tasks. And in the cascading leadership, you focus on the want-tos and the gain tasks. The hourglass is stuck in the urgent. The cascading leadership is making sure that there's time on the important. In the hourglass, you're a master craftsman. You're the best. And in cascading leadership, you focus on creating training pathways, training programs to teach your people how to be good painters. In the hourglass, you wear all the hats, and in the cascading leadership, your crew leaders run jobs from start to finish. And so that you can see, and you can keep on going on and on. Like in the hourglass, I can't find good people. In cascading leadership, I'm always on the lookout for talent. I recruit like I market. In the hourglass, I make good money as long as I'm working. In cascading leadership, you're building a business that is valuable and one that can pay you even when you're not working. So it's an entirely different way of looking at your business that I hope a lot of people can really latch onto.
Can you help me understand what the hourglass symbol is? Is it because it's from a broad influence to a narrow target? Is it that upside down triangle?
The hourglass, and I'm going to show a picture of a guy, a painter, actually stuck in the hourglass. It's where all the sand that goes through, it gets super narrow and almost squeezes at the center. And so few sand can go through. That's because all things run through you when you're in the hourglass, because you haven't ceded control.
Gotcha.
You haven't focused your mindset on every problem is an opportunity to coach my people, as opposed to I solve problems. In the hourglass, you solve all the problems. In the hourglass, you're the thinker.
So that's the hourglass analogy, is that you are kind of the stopgap. You are the one in the middle that everything has to flow through you. And that's the whole point of the hourglass then.
That's the point. And we talk about then, so the opposite of that, the cascading leadership is building organizational muscle. Right? We use this term muscle. Build the muscle at different places in your business so that you don't have to be the only muscle that's working on this. Talking about, we start with a clear vision. The culture is huge. We talk about structure, systems, priorities, and a planning process. We talk about having muscle in different parts of your business, muscle in production, where you are recruiting like your market, you have learning pathway muscles, you have systems for bringing jobs in, happy and under. Talk about muscle in your sales organization, you've got the systems, you have production rates, you have a sales process, you have a CRM for your business to enter all the data in. Talk about muscle in your finance and admin side, where you know your numbers, you know them inside and out, you have a budget in place, you have human resource systems that have ensure that you're complying with your state laws. So we're going to hit sort of the organizational muscle areas that are necessary for growth, but that not a lot of owners take the risk. But it's a very different focus on being a craftsman who has to get home at night and return 10 calls for bids or complaints to the CEO who is focused on developing leaders at all levels and that leadership cascades down.
Leadership development sometimes sounds like a squishy thing to people. It may not sound like it's directly related to your profit, to actual making money, to systems even. I wonder if some people feel like it's a little abstract. It's not just indirect, but it may be a long way away from seeing actual results. Is that true or not?
I can certainly see how it can be soft, but the idea is to make it not soft and to turn it into systems that you can teach. So we very much believe it's not true. So I'm going to share with the group learning pathways that Nolan Painting developed and has put in place. So we have A1, Apprentice 1, A2, Apprentice 2, P1, P2, and job leads, and different skills that are needed at each of these. So picture you're a young person coming in for an interview at a painting business, and you see a poster that's posted on the wall, and it's got this ladder or this journey up a mountain that you can see how you can develop and grow. And as I say, the workforce isn't even looking at us, Chris, these days. They're not even looking at us. We need to get people really excited to recruit like your market, so become a great place to work, and then give young people a pathway that they can light up to.
You said people aren't even looking at it. The market, you said, isn't even looking at us?
They're not. The young people aren't even considering trades. It's brutal.
The way you phrase that is actually, it's frightening, but that's true. I think about it. I have to kind of look off into space here and think, like, is that the way people feel? And I think it is. I think that reflects a lot of what business owners feel. That's interesting.
And realize that retail outlets are closing. So Sears is closing stores. And retail doesn't pay that much, by the way. And so so Kevin, my brother, he brings in an apprentice at $15 an hour. As long as they've had 6 months of working somewhere else. So they've shown that they can carry on a job somewhere, right? They can show up every day. So show me someone like that, and I will teach them the skill. Chris, who is going to teach the next generation of tradespeople? Mm-hmm. It's got to be us. And so, but who is yelling from the mountaintop that it's not a bad career? Mm-hmm. That you can work in this, you can earn a decent living, and they're not even looking at us because the parents have said you got to go to college, and really, you're going to go do that. And we are proud in the trades, and so we are yelling from the mountaintop. Hmm. We are creating onboarding. What I'm most worried about is that there's not a culture of training inside of organizations, Chris. Hmm. Like crew leaders that I work with around the country, they say to their boss, "Will you just give me a painter so I can get this job done right?" Hmm. And what they need to be doing is give me a good person that I can teach this trade to.
Yeah.
So leadership, extreme ownership, it starts at the top, starts with creating a culture. We are a learning organization. Everybody throughout understands that we are leaders of people. We give people systems. We treat people well. We give them feedback. We track their progress.
Leaders of people, not just leaders of numbers. And I think that is a compelling message to the next generation and to who you're trying to attract. Are these people just going to become another number in your company, you know, a production number, a profit number, some symbol for cash, your cash as the owner, your profit as the owner, and they're just kind of along for the ride? But when you really invest in people coming in as leaders, I think that sounds like a misnomer to some people too, as business owners think, wait, new employee coming in to be a part of this leadership structure? Because I asked you about leadership development and you're mentioning the process and the structure you have for what people come in, like apprentice one, apprentice two, or whatever. They're part of the leadership structure now, it sounds like. Am I right about that?
You are spot on.
I love
you
that.
You are spot on. So every new apprentice or painter gets a pathway on their phone. And it's their pathway of
really?
The skills that they need to learn over the next 90 days. That has been amazing for the contractors that we work with because make no mistake, painters have to take responsibility for their own development, but it's our responsibility as leaders to put a structure and culture in place so that they can. And that's what we do. We put that in place and we let them take advantage. And if they want to grow their salaries, their compensation, there's a mechanism. Achieve the next level. Become an A2. Become a P1. And we're going to provide the programming so that you can do that, as opposed to this upward wage pressure that's happening right now. Everybody's got to feel like they got to give more money. We'll give more money. Show us more contribution.
This is good stuff. So if people want to hear more before then, they want to contact you guys, or they want to just ask us some other questions about the systems you guys have, where can they contact you?
Well, you can first start on the website, nolancg.com. We've got blogs and videos. We have book recommendations. They can contact me, brian@nolancg.com. We are committed to working with contractors. That's our niche. And I'm committed to this idea of cascading leadership at all levels, not just the outside stuff.
Well, looking forward to seeing you in Savannah.
Thank you. Same here, Greg.
Thanks for being on Paint Ed.
Yeah.
Paint Ed podcasts are a product of the Painting Contractors Association. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PDCA and getting access to advanced resources for your business, visit pdca.org. We'll see you next time.
Workforce isn't even looking at us, Chris, these days. They're not even looking at us. We need to get people really excited to recruit like your market, so become a great place to work, and then give young people a pathway that they can light up to.